Oh, that's a good question. I mean, the couple of things that we have to do is A, we've got to start to make plans for potential health life safety work. We've got a health life safety survey coming in 2027, and also the board will have to consider whether they want to put the question back on the ballot in November or next April.
And I guess in terms of when you're at the public meetings and you have conversations, and maybe you stay out of the fray of some of the social media conversation back and forth, do you think there are any other options outside of life safety and outside of, putting the issue on the ballot? Because yeah, I'll just be honest, one of the things I always hear is, why don't they build a high school between, Joy and Aledo and put it there? Has there ever been thought of just looking at least at a preliminary plan to see what that would cost so voters can have that in front of them?
Yeah, no, my understanding is that that study has been done. They did a study on that, and I don't have any of those materials, but came to the conclusion that it wasn't cost effective because of all the infrastructure that was would need to be put in place for a facility like that. That's what it boils down to. If you put a substantial facility, like a high school that's going to house 400 to 500, students and, maybe 150 staff members every day. You've got to have the water, you've got to have the sewer, you've got to have the natural gas, the electricity, all the infrastructure, the parking spaces, the decent roads on and off that your buses are gonna, travel for pickup and drop off. There's a lot of infrastructure that has to be put in place for to support a facility like that.
And I would think too, the cost of acquiring land for a project like that would be pretty substantial too.
Correct. And as far as like what are you if you're changing locations, then what are you going to do with the facilities that you currently have? There's not a real market, for real estate like an old high school building, with all those amenities at it.
And then just as the reaction to how close the vote was, last night, 1247 to 1098.
Oh, I mean, it's tough. Because I get excited, I'm a public school guy, right? I get excited about new facilities for students and staff. To know that we have that much support, but we just don't have quite enough, I suppose it's pretty indicative of, my experience thus far in the community is we're a pretty divided community. We've had at the board level, we've got a good board. We've had a lot of 4-3 votes, and there were a lot of 4-3 votes before this year. So, one of my hopes is that we figure out a way to move forward together, as a school community, because we do still have, kind of the arbitrary line between Old Westmer School District and Old Aledo School District, that we're still trying to work to become cohesive. So that's probably our biggest task. I would say if there's anything that's indicative of this vote, that is just another piece of evidence towards, is that we just have to figure out ways to move forward together.